Benjamin.
What?
Oh, sorry. Did I scare you, son?
Oh, no, Father. I mean, I didn't hear you coming.
Well, our flock is settled in for the night. How's your lamb?
Fine, but still a little scared being chased from that mean old dog.
Well, he'll be all right, I'm sure. I've been listening to the rumors coming from Bethlehem. Some are very sad.
Can I go to Bethlehem with you next time, Father?
Well, it's very crowded right now. People are coming from all over because of the Roman law that they must be enrolled in their hometown. Ah, Romans, heathen, always telling us what to do.
But someday the Messiah will come, and then no one will order us around, Father.
Yes, son, someday. It can't be long now, Benjamin, the way things are. My, it's getting harder and harder to make a living with all those taxes.
Father?
Yes, son?
When the Messiah comes, are we still going to have to take sheep to the temple to be sacrificed for our sins?
Why, I don't know.
I hope not. I wouldn't want that to happen to my little lamb.
Of course you wouldn't. But...
Father, what's that bright light? It looks like a star way up there. I never seen it before. Is it coming closer?
It's getting brighter. What is it? Look, it's coming right toward us.
Jesse, up in the sky.
We can't be dreaming, Father. The other shepherds see it too.
Zebedee, Jesse, it's the end.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on us.
Hi there, boys and girls.
Hello, everyone. We're glad you can be with us today because we have one of the greatest stories that's ever been told.
That's right, Aunt Sue. It begins with the story of the birth of Jesus, as a shepherd boy might have seen it. Just think, boys and girls, what it would have been like for you to be there and see the angels that night on the hills around Bethlehem. And just imagine how the shepherd boy Benjamin must have felt.
Benjamin, the boy with the little lamb. What's the name of your story, Uncle Dan?
I call today's story...
Born Under a Star.
There's someone in the light.
An angel.
An angel of the Lord.
An angel of the Lord.
Shh. Now, don't be afraid, son. The angel wants to tell us something.
Don't be afraid, shepherds. I bring you the most joyful news ever announced. And it is for everyone. The Savior, even the Messiah, the Lord, has been born tonight in Bethlehem.
In Bethlehem? Right below us? Tonight? How will we know? There must be many babies.
You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
In a manger where cattle eat hay?
Look, Father, there are more angels coming. So many of them, it's as bright as morning.
Yes. Yes, it is a great message they bear.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to all good men.
But did you hear them? He's come at last. The Messiah's come.
To Bethlehem, the city of David.
What are we waiting for? Let's go and find him.
Come, son. We'll go too and see this great thing the angel spoke of.
Hurry.
Yes.
The newborn Messiah.
The newborn Messiah.
But who will take care of the sheep?
Well, we won't be gone long.
But, Father, I can't leave my lamb by herself.
All right, son. He's such a little thing anyway. I can easily carry him on my shoulders. Come, up we go. Oh, quit squirming, you little beast. And come, let's hurry. The other shepherds are already on the way. Hurry, the Messiah has come. The King of the world has been born.
All right, you've wakened me. What do you want?
Well, we're shepherds.
I can see what you are.
Was there a baby born here tonight?
A baby, you say? How would I know when babies are born? I'm much too busy to keep track of such things.
It's very important that we find him.
Well, there was a woman and her husband who came last night. Joseph and Mary, my wife said they were. And she was close to having a baby, but I didn't think that...
And where are Joseph and Mary now?
Well, you must understand, with all the people coming to Bethlehem, we've been very crowded, every room filled.
They're in the stable?
Well, yes. They're lucky to get that, too.
No room for the Messiah?
Father, the angel said he would be born in a manger. Let's hurry.
I don't understand why he'd be born in the stable. The king of Israel with cows and donkeys?
Well, we'll soon find out.
Those are strange men, those shepherds. Well, I'd better get back to bed. Morning comes quickly. But strange men they are.
The shepherds hurried to the stable at the back of the inn. It was dark inside, but in one corner, a small light flickered, and resting nearby was Mary, holding a newborn baby. Joseph, Mary's husband, suddenly stood up when he saw the shepherds enter.
Who are you, sirs? Please, you can see that we do not desire any trouble. The baby was just born tonight.
We've not come to make any trouble. You are Joseph?
Yes.
Well, we're shepherds from the Bethlehem Hills. Speaking of sheep, I'm going to set this lamb down. Benjamin, son, take care of him now.
Yes, Father.
May we see the new baby?
Why, yes, of course. We didn't have much to wrap him with. Only swaddling clothes.
There he is. The Messiah. I have lived to see the promise of Israel.
The King from heaven.
Oh, thank you, God, for this day of days.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, all of you.
Do you have a name for him?
Yes, for an angel came to me and told me to name him Jesus.
Jesus?
Yes, for the angel said, he shall save his people from their sins.
Father?
Shh, hush, Benjamin. Save us from our sins? Oh, that would be wonderful.
Father, it is a special birthday, isn't it? We should give Jesus a present, shouldn't we?
Why, yes, I suppose so, but we are poor shepherds. We don't have much.
But we do have something to give him, Father.
Oh, and what's that, son?
I want to give him my lamb.
But you love your lamb very much.
That's all right, Benjamin. You are very generous, but the lamb is your friend.
It's because he's something very special that I want to give him as a gift to Messiah. I want to show Jesus that I'm very thankful he came.
Well, all right, son. I'm sure that Joseph and Mary will be very thankful, too.
That we will be. Thank you, Benjamin.
Come, my little lamb. You belong to Jesus now.
The shepherds likely gave gifts to the baby Jesus and Joseph and Mary. Not expensive gifts, but most likely things like cheese and milk, some wool, and maybe a lamb or two. And then the shepherds went out, rejoicing and praising God, telling others the good news.
Have you heard the good news?
Good news!
The Messiah's been born! He's come!
He has!
Where?
How come we haven't heard?
The priests have said nothing.
He was born last night.
In Bethlehem!
In the city of David!
Joseph and Mary decided to make their new home in Bethlehem. But before they could really get settled down, they first wanted to go to Jerusalem for a special service in the Holy Temple there. It was to dedicate the new baby to God. They arrived at the temple about 40 days after Jesus was born. The first thing Joseph had to do was to buy two pigeons for the offering. The priest at the temple took the offering from Joseph and Mary, and then took the baby Jesus into his arms, held him up before the altar, and blessed him. But he didn't know that this very baby was the Messiah, specially sent from God. Then he gave the baby back to Mary and wrote the name Jesus in the roll of the firstborn. That would have been the end of the ceremony,
But an old man called Simeon saw the little baby at that moment and came rushing up.
Lord, this is he whom you have promised. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now I can die happy.
Rabbi, who is this?
He is the old Simeon of Jerusalem. He is a good man, very devout, filled with the Holy Spirit, and constantly expecting the Messiah to come soon.
But how does he know that?
Simeon, I am Joseph, and this is my wife, Mary. This is our son, Jesus. What do you know of this little child?
Long ago, the Holy Spirit revealed to me that I would not die until I had seen God's anointed King. And now I have. This is he. Let me hold him. Let me bless him.
Oh, God be praised. Here, hold him and bless him, Simeon.
Oh, Lord, I hold him whom you have promised I would see. He is the light that will shine upon the nations, and he will be the glory of your people, Israel. And may the Lord's blessings be upon you, Mary and Joseph. Mary, a sword shall pierce your soul, for this child shall be rejected by many in Israel, and this to their undoing. But he will be the greatest joy of many others, and the deepest thoughts of many hearts shall be revealed.
A sword shall pierce my soul? I don't understand.
Rabbi, who else is coming? That very old woman hurrying toward us, her face lighted up like a lamp.
Her name is Anna, even older than this Simeon. She's been in the temple since it was built.
This is he. This is the Messiah. He has come at last. Oh, Lord, thank you for letting me see your Messiah, the consolation of Israel. Now my old eyes can rest. Blessed be your name forever.
Not only in Israel were people looking for the Messiah. At the same time, the shepherds saw the angel at Bethlehem. Astrologers and wise men called magi were watching the western night sky, studying the stars, as they often had done. Suddenly, a mysterious light glowed brighter than any star. After a few minutes, the light faded, but in its place there was a large star. Not only was it brighter than any star in the night sky, but it also seemed to be moving.
Melchior, Balthazar, what can this strange star mean? Do you see? It is moving very slowly toward the west.
Oh, it is indeed strange. There must be some important meaning to such an awesome thing. What do you think, Balthazar?
Let us ask the priests and philosophers what it might mean.
I can't remember anything like this in my life. It indeed must be something important.
But what? Surely you must know something from your many years and books.
But this is something new and strange to me.
In my many years as a priest of our religion, I cannot recall anything like this either, Balthazar.
Nothing at all?
Well, now that I think of it, there's a mention of, a star out of Jacob and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. That's found in the Jewish writings.
The Jewish writings? Thank you.
Here it is, Balthazar, in the Book of Numbers, a prophecy of Balaam.
Let's see. There shall come a star out of Jacob. And what is this Jacob?
The father of the 12 tribes of Israel.
Yes, that's it, Gaspar.
What is it?
The star that shines so brightly in the west must be shining over Israel, and it is a sign that a mighty king is born in that land. See, here it says, a scepter, a king carries that, shall rise out of Israel.
A great king, or even someone greater, perhaps the one promised so often in Jewish scripture, the Messiah.
Then let's wait no longer.
What shall we do, Melchior?
Go and find him and worship him.
Let us take rich presents from our land.
All we have to do is follow the moving star.
And we shall find the promised one.
It is night again. And look, there is the star again.
We've been following it every night for many weeks.
But maybe our journey will soon end, for we're nearing Jerusalem.
The holy city of the Jews. Surely the promised one will be known there. Yeah.
The promised one, you say? We know nothing of such a one.
But the prophecy says...
We know what the prophecies say. You are but Gentiles, and the prophecies belong to us, not the heathen.
But we have seen the star and followed it.
Then you followed an ill omen, wise men.
But whom do we ask about the promised one if you know nothing about him?
If we don't know anything about him, it's because there is nothing to know.
Come, surely someone knows something.
Well, I warn you, if King Herod hears about this, there shall be trouble. Indeed, King Herod, who ruled the Jews, did hear about it soon after, and he did not like it.
What is this about a new king? A great king? Pah!
It's just what I heard at the temple, just a rumor started by some wise men from the east.
It is a plot by the priest to set up another king in my place, and I shall not stand by while they do so. Call the chief priest to my palace at once.
Yes, your majesty, at once.
Indeed, King Herod would stop at nothing to remain on a throne. He had killed many people already, even some of his own family, to be king. The priests came quickly at his command. King Herod made them reveal where the birthplace of their expected king was to be.
There are many prophecies regarding the Messiah, your majesty. It's hard to answer your question.
Hard? But you are the religious leaders of the Jews. You must know what your writings say.
But not all of us believe those prophecies anymore, your majesty. A Messiah? But Rome is the ruler of the world.
And I am your king. Now, I command you, tell me what your prophecies say. Where is the expected king to be born?
In Bethlehem of Judea. For the prophet Micah said, O little town of Bethlehem, you are not just an unimportant Judean village, for a governor shall rise from you to rule my people Israel.
In Bethlehem, All right. You may go now. Servants!
Hey, yes, your majesty.
Go and find the wise men from the east. I want to talk to them. They have much in common, and I want to ask them a few questions. Hurry, and do not fail.
Yes, your majesty.
And when did you first see this marvelous star, sirs?
Several months ago, your majesty.
And what do you think the star means, my good men?
We... Melchior here and Gaspar feel that it's a sign of a great king, a mighty prince, that is to be or has been born.
And do you know where this is to happen?
No, your majesty, but God will direct us soon.
Good. Go and search for the child, then. And when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him, too.
That is good, your majesty.
We will do so.
Thank you for your kindness.
Very well. Remember what I told you. You may go now.
Thank you, your majesty.
Worship him. Ha! I'll kill him immediately. There shall be no king but me.
I wonder what the new king will look like.
Many of the great men must be there too, giving the new king honor.
Perhaps his parents are of great royalty.
We shall soon see. Yes, we shall soon see.
The wise men found no royal guard protecting the new king. They found him in one of the poorest houses in Bethlehem. But they saw that the baby Jesus was indeed the promised one, the King of Kings.
Yes?
We are looking for Joseph and Mary.
I am Joseph, and my wife Mary is with our baby.
He is a boy, is he not?
Yes.
May we see him? Where is he?
We've come from afar to see him.
Yes, come right this way.
Sirs, you have come to see Jesus.
Yes, from the east.
He is waking up. Here, I'll lift him up from his crib.
Look how bright his eyes are.
He seems to be smiling at us.
There is a voice inside me which says, God is with this child. Indeed, he is the Savior, the Messiah, and I give him my heart. I bow to him.
I too.
I too.
Blessed be God for this gift to the world.
A light to shine upon all men.
Our gifts, Balthazar. We must give him our gifts.
Here, Joseph and Mary, I bring him gold.
And here is my gift of frankincense.
And I give him the rich perfume of myrrh.
After giving their gifts and worshiping the new king, the wise men made ready to return to Jerusalem. They had believed King Herod that he wanted to worship the new king too. And now they wanted to tell him the good news that they had found him. But that night, as they slept in Bethlehem, each of them had the same dream.
You must not return to Jerusalem. Return to your land another way. Do not see Herod.
Quickly, the wise men packed their camels and left for their homes, going out of their way to avoid Jerusalem and King Herod. When King Herod heard that the wise men had disobeyed him, he was raging with anger.
Captain, I want you to take your men and head immediately for Bethlehem. There you will kill all the boy babies under 2 years old.
All the boy babies, Your Majesty?
All. And if you even let one escape, it'll be your life. Understand?
Yes, Your Majesty. Tomorrow morning.
Not tomorrow. Now. Immediately.
Yes, Your Majesty. I'll order the horses saddled immediately.
But even as King Herod fumed and boiled with anger and made his plans to destroy Jesus, God was looking out for the little baby. An angel appeared to Joseph that night in a dream.
Joseph, you must get up and flee to Egypt with the baby and his mother. Stay there until I tell you to return, for King Herod is going to try to kill the child.
Joseph immediately got up, woke Mary, and they packed their few things along with the gifts of the wise men, saddled a donkey, and left Bethlehem in the middle of the night. Hundreds of years earlier, a prophet had mentioned that Jesus would be in Egypt. The prophet Hosea said,
I have called my son from Egypt.
So he was taken by Joseph and Mary to Egypt, someday to be called back. Even as they were riding quickly away to Egypt, Herod's soldiers rode into Bethlehem. And one of the most terrible things took place. The soldiers killed every baby boy under the age of 2 in Bethlehem, and even nearby the town. Bethlehem was the saddest town in the world that night. The Bible tells us that an old prediction or prophecy of the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled.
Screams of anguish come from Ramah, weeping unrestrained. Rachel weeping for her children, uncomforted, for they are dead.
Mary, Joseph, and Jesus stayed in Egypt for several years. The baby Jesus grew to be a strong little boy who was always eager to learn, to play, and to help others. One night, the angel came again to Joseph in a dream.
Joseph.
Yes. What is it?
Get up and take the baby and his mother back to Israel, for those who were trying to kill the child are dead.
Well, Mary, there is Nazareth. It's going to be good to be home again.
Back to Galilee, Joseph. It's almost too good to be true. Come, Jesus, take a good look at your home to be.
Come on, up on my shoulders. There, you can get a better look. See, Jesus, soon I'll have my carpenter's shop going, and you'll have some little friends, too.
And we shall teach him from the Holy Scriptures. We must make sure he's taught well, Joseph.
That we will, Mary. That we will. But enough of talking and standing here. Let's go home.
The Bible tells us that in Nazareth, the child became a strong, healthy lad and was known for wisdom beyond his years. And God poured out his blessings on him.